Just give me your thoughts on the end of the game first.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we fought hard, and, you know, we had some lapses, you know, every now and then, just kind of, you know, turned over the ball at crucial moments. And, you know, they understand that every possession counts, and you can't beat them up about that, because they're hard on themselves, and they know what they're capable of doing. But just to be able to play this team and be in this game like that, and just be aggressive for 40 minutes, I'm proud of that, and the whole coaching staff is, and these players should hold their head up. And, you know, we got off to a bad start, a slow start, in a hole, and we're fighting our way out of it, and we'll continue to fight.
It seemed to be, especially that first half, probably one of the best halves of basketball teams played thus far. The first half. So what happened in the second half that was different?
Arguably, you know, but I think that, you know, I've seen this team play half like that. You know, they played it a lot, and it's just putting the 40 minutes together. And I think, you know, in the second half, we, you know, kind of had a lapse where they tied the game at 45. And, you know, as I said before, you know, every possession counts. And, you know, Indiana, you have to give them the credit. They came out, played hard. We played hard, but, you know, the outcome was, you know, to Indiana.
Was it more of a question of what the Fever did in the second half or what you guys didn't do?
I think, you know, the Fever, you know, they came out, they're the best, you know, they're number one in the league right now, and they came out and did what's expected of them to do. You know, they fought hard at the end. Our players fought hard right with them. You know, it's just, we came out, you know, with the loss, and we had a great effort, and I'm proud of them for that.
Do you think it's, or do you get a sense that it's going to be tough that the team lost tonight? I mean, they played well, but you talk about how they got their heads down right now. You think it's going to be tough to get their heads back up?
No, their heads aren't down. I've told them to keep their heads up. Don't put their heads down. This team has been fighting from day one, and teams are going to know that when they come in here to play us. So when we go on the road, that it's going to be a tough fight. We have a good team, and, you know, adding, being able to get Tamika Dixon back gives us that vet that we need on the perimeter for these younger players to look at and, you know, learn from, and we all build together, and we keep building and getting our chemistry together.
And one last question. Just talk about Natasha Byers and what she gets in
the team. True warrior, always has been. Ever since I've known her and coached her, she comes ready every game. She can play 20 minutes or 20 seconds. She'll give you an effort. She's going to have something on her stat line. And so there's no doubt what Tasha Byers can give us. Sometimes, you know, it presents a mixed match because they, you know, have a bigger player. But heart doesn't matter. You know, her heart is so big that she's able to come in and give us, what, 15, 6, 7 rebounds. So I know that Tasha's going to bring it every game.
Thanks,
Chris.